You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I don't have to tell you how important this game is. I like it already.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up at 1 o'clock, Ross Tucker, NFL Odyssey Insider. Really looking forward to his perspective. He knows both these teams pretty well.
He's the man.
No doubt about
Philbo
it.
Philbo Mike, another personal text, said he loved your speech.
Oh.
Maybe that resonated with a lot more. I was making fun, but
I don't have to tell you how important this game is.
No, I was starting. I just need a little more energy for me, a little more caffeine. That's all.
Thanks, Philmo. Love you, buddy.
Oh, man.
Excuse me. All right, we're talking about the Eagles and the 49ers. I'll tell you what, we got calls, so I'm going to sprinkle calls in.
All right, what you
got? But here's one of the things we're going to talk about for the next segment or so. And I always like to do this. So there's 14 teams, 14 playoff teams,
yeah,
right? And they have 14 different quarterbacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. I get it, Evan. Teams win Super Bowls. Quarterbacks are the quarterbacks for the teams that win Super Bowls. But there's always a time after the game when the winning quarterback picks up that Lombardi
all day,
and the confetti's coming down.
I'm going to Disneyland.
And one quarterback is holding the Lombardi trophy as a Super Bowl champion quarterback. So when I look at it that way, I try to picture everybody of the 14 teams. And I'll just pick a team, any team.
The Steelers.
Okay, the Steelers. Let me close my eyes. Can I really see Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers winning the Super Bowl? Can you see that?
I can't.
Okay.
All right.
And I can't either. Yeah,
but his arm looked stronger last Sunday night. Okay,
like,
but go ahead.
I just can't see the culmination of this season ending with Aaron Rodgers above his head.
All right, I like that.
So, you know, just kind of thinking, like, who is going to be, you know, is going to be Herbert?
No, I think it's going to be the guy that already did it, and he's going to solidify himself and his coach among the greats, and it's Matthew Stafford.
Funny, I thought you were going to say Hurts.
Nah, I just... Steiny, I'm being real, and he's a black quarterback, and you know how I am when it comes to racing the quarterbacks and the coaches. But the bottom line is, I feel like, but how can I say what I'm about to say? Or maybe I just check myself. I feel like he couldn't pass the quarterback test of, can the defenses fool you? I need to take that. Shame on me. He's won a Super Bowl already. So why don't I believe? No, Hurts.
Oh, Hurts.
Why am I still, how bad, how awful am I to say, yeah, you did that, but I still don't trust you.
That's fair. I mean, that's kind of what I'm talking about. Is Sam Darnold? Sam Darnold.
I watched that game again, Steiny. It wasn't his best game. He didn't mess it up, but that fumble, where are you at with Darnold? I think he's their weak link until proven otherwise. Is that fair? With his lack of playoff success at all? Like, he sees ghost.
Yeah, I mean, I don't look at him like a weak link. I look at him as though, well, going to be interesting to see how he plays.
Wow.
In the second round or the championship round, whatever it's called. I'll tell you what. You may have started something. Our buddy.
Who we got?
Devin in the Uber.
A D!
We're going to jump into. He said he wants to give a speech.
Let's go, D!
Is that true, Devin? Devon?
Gentlemen, I need every fan, and this is not a Niner fan here. This is not a Niner fan here, but I need y'all to understand something. I'm pumped up for this game, and I need everybody listening to tune in with their open hearts. Goose, Steiny, are you ready?
Let's go.
I'm ready.
What's up?
Said faithful. The football gods have tasked us with yet another trial. Upon us an odyssey. To the realm of eagles. Scouts have given word that they're well rested. Bigger, stronger, better. Their confidence runneth over due to yesteryear's triumphs. Many doubt us. Even those in our own region yet hear thee. Have we not toiled under the harshest settings? Haven't our underlings experienced war many moons too soon? We've proven many nations time and time again that we will not yield without bloodshed. We will not cower, for at this very hour, destiny calls out to us. For those of little faith, fear not, for we shall return victors with every eagle plucked and devoured in such a way it will feed the golden for generations. Bang! Bang! Line of
Oh, geez. Wow! Was that Game of Thrones? Stoddy, he did. Evan, he did that. That was Game of Thrones.
Who did the 49ers hire from England?
Dude!
I think Devon might have studied theater. That was pretty good.
That was.
That was.
People saying Wakanda forever. That's just like, wow.
I could see George Kittle in the back saying, yeah, try to do it without reading.
He lost me on some words, Stoddy, but I got in. Wow. It ended in with a bang, bang, Niner.
Great effort.
D.
Great effort.
Wow, he's getting some love. That was wild.
I didn't like it early because I felt like I was in church, and I always get uncomfortable in church.
Oh, D did that. Wow.
How about Burnsy? Burnsy's in Fremont. What's up, Burnsy? How you doing?
Oh, super stoked for these playoffs. How can you not be?
There you go.
How can you not be? I think I cracked the code, gentlemen. I have the Niners game plan for this weekend.
Uh-oh.
And it's already happened. It happened December 8th on a Monday night. Maybe it was a Thursday. I'm not sure. When the Eagles traveled to SoFi and played the Chargers. They lost 22-19. Jalen Hurts threw four picks that day. But if you dig deeper into the stats, you'll find out that Shaquan had 122 yards in a touch, right? A.J. Brown had 100 yards. So those guys got fed, and they still lost. Chargers and Dicker the Kicker, my apologies, kicked five field goals. Hey, I could see the Niners kicking five, six field goals. How can that not happen?
Let's bring in Chargers correspondent Evan Giddings.
Yeah, here we
stay
go
on the line, Burnsy.
Yeah.
That's man of the year. Walter Payton, man of the year. Cameron Dicker, you're referring to.
Nice. Oh, I did not know that. That is an honorable.
So seriously, you guys, what happened in that game? And why would it give you hope, Evan, if you were a Niner fan?
Wait, what?
You watched that game, I'm sure, because Evan's a Charger fan. That's why I'm bringing him in, Burnsy.
Which game?
When the Chargers beat the Eagles. How did they beat them?
That Monday night.
What are you laughing at?
Jalen Hurts threw four picks. That's how.
All right.
Defense is the answer.
Burnsy?
Defense is the answer, right? You have to hassle Jalen Hurts, all right? He was confused that game.
Wow.
He looked terrible, and he was throwing picks left and right. That's all he got to do. It can happen. I have a feeling there's a lot of Niner fans that are, I don't know. Dude, get off that boat. It's time, man. It's Niners. Niners are in the playoffs.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. Thanks, Burnsy. You know, how about this? This is going to be great.
Give it to us.
After the 49ers lost to the Seattle Seahawks, one of the first things Kyle Shanahan said, yeah, it's disappointing. It is what it is. But what did he say? We're going to embrace the S out of it.
We got to take a life mountain.
You know what? I don't feel like the fans are embracing the S out of it. How about that? It doesn't feel like the fans
are embracing
it. Well,
he just called the last
it.
Two. Yeah. Game of Thrones with D.
Let me tell you something. If the teams feel like the fans, they could get steamrolled. Feels like.
See, this
bang,
is
how... Bang! Bang! Line of
It sounds better the second time. What if I told you, Stoney, they're going to show us how they feel by their play?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I do think there's a chance that they
can, Lemon Booty is real.
I do think there's a chance that, you know, the Niners just may be at the end of this season's run. And, like, if that's the case, too, it'll be understandable and, quite frankly, admirable. But we're not there yet.
I want to come jump on you now because now you understand how me and Willard were looking at this season with, regardless what culminates Sunday, in totality, this was the boat was sinking, Stoney.
Well, the reason.
With what you just laid out is perfect.
Yeah, well, I got news for you. The reality is you're going to go into the offseason with two. Great year. You know, a week later, the problem is that you had a chance for the one seed. Oh, the one seed, which we all know the one seed in football means more than any all the other sports combined in terms of what it means realistically for your Super Bowl chances. So they had a chance to get one. They didn't. Now they go into the playoffs, and you lose in the first round. Oh. Then, I'm sorry, you can't lose your last two. You can't be on the brink of the one seed. They put themselves at the brink of the one seed. If they lose the following two games, I mean, yeah, I can't call it a special season. Maybe I'd say, yeah, it was a good regular season. Or, you know what? I can see why they fizzled out at the end. But you're going to be disappointed looking back at the two games.
No doubt. That's a different word.
You know, if you'd say, Steiny, if they lose to Philly, was the season a success? I'd be like, well, it wasn't a failure. I'd say, you know, yeah, it was a good season. Was it a success? Yeah, probably. All things considered, yeah, probably.
But what about this iteration of the team just got the furthest it could go, and it took top defenses for them to realize, hey, we accumulated 12 wins, and there were some extenuating circumstances as to why and who we played, but we maximized it, and we just ran up against two teams, and our defense finally is at a disadvantage with who we're without. Why can't I look at that through that prism of all in all, the fact that you got here and qualified for the playoffs, now the future is the future. And I told you how I feel about the Niners' future. But the bottom line, Stoney, is there's nobody, hands don't need to roll when you're this weak defensively. That's how I'm watching this game.
Well, the way I'm watching it.
How can you be, man?
The way I'm watching it is this. So the 49ers, and I'm gonna cheat here, but it's for effect. I'm cooking the books, I'll admit it. Okay, Carolina stinks.
They do.
They stink.
Yeah, they do.
And they made the playoffs, but they stink. Tampa missed the playoffs. So I look at the 49ers' record against the playoff teams and Tampa, because Tampa was playing well when the Niners played them.
And Different team.
All right, yeah. Of course it was. So I'm sorry. Now I look at the Niners and I go, so they were 3-5 against playoff teams. If, again, I get it. They were 4-4.
I was about to say, Willard, oh yeah, 4-4.
And listen, one thing doesn't win the argument or lose the argument. But what I'm saying is, you know, Tampa was a better team than Carolina, and they beat the 49ers. So the Niners, to my way of thinking, were 3-5 against playoff teams. Okay. Let's take a look at who they beat. They beat a team the first game of the season.
Gotcha.
See, this is where...
But it's still one of your 12.
Exactly. This is where you're going to say, but Steiny, a win is a win is a win. I don't look at it that way. I look at the NFL and say, I know there are some teams that those first couple of weeks of the season, it's not a true indication of the team you are. And so when I, you know, they beat Seattle early, like, and you can, and you can say the injury, Steiny, are the reason, but they played the first game of the year and the last game of the year. How different were the games? Like,
well, Warner and Bosa played the first one.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. Seattle is a much better team than you now. They got better over the course of the season, and you didn't, because otherwise you would have beaten Seattle in a way. So, like that, again, I'm not saying the 49ers stink at all, but you know what? Yeah, you got Seattle week one. You took advantage of it. You kind of pulled an upset against the Rams. Don't come in here. And, like, I get it. They earned all their wins.
And they still got a chance to knock off the Eagles.
Yes.
Does it change at all if I told you that the Niners are 3-2 against playoff teams with Brock Purdy as their quarterback?
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, they also had the Jacksonville loss, but they beat the Bears, lost to the Seahawks, and technically the Panthers game counts.
No, that's true. What playoff teams did Mac Jones lose to?
The Rams.
That's it?
And the Texans.
No, I think, didn't he go 5-3, Mac Jones?
Yes, overall, but I'm saying against teams that made the playoffs.
And remember, Houston snuffed.
So he only lost two games. Theoretically to one playoff team?
Two.
Who's the other one?
The Rams.
Rams and?
Texans.
Texans. Okay.
And then because Brock Purdy started the Jacksonville game.
All right, so actually Purdy's 3-2. Yeah.
Purdy's 3-2 and Mac went 1-2.
That's a fair point to bring up.
Yeah, but Purdy doesn't, and I'm just for this game, Stoney,
that's fair.
And what
point.
Ails the Niners is Purdy could be Joe Montana. He doesn't play defense. And that's why I just, like, but like you said, 22 points, I'll take that. And I'm sure any Niner fan would take Philadelphia getting 22. Now it's on McCaffrey, Kittle, and Brock.
Let's go to Flea in Oakland.
Our man.
What's up, Flea? How you doing, man?
Good afternoon, guys. Ain't it funny how the narrative changed? If McCaffrey don't toss the ball to the linebacker,
wow,
and he scores, the defense get a stop, and the Niners score a touchdown to win that game. The narrative around the whole NFL would be Niners the favorite. You lose a game, and then everything just turns. People's idea of the 49ers just goes to, oh, they're going to lose in the first round. If I can remember, Philadelphia offense is ranked 25 or something like that.
Yeah.
It's not top 10. And you got to say, our defense is not great. We know that. But I feel like if their offense is that garbage and our defense is on par with their offense, that kind of like changes the narrative of this game. Their offense is not as good. And if you figure like Shanahan can get us 25 to 28 points in this game, Niners can win this game. It's like because McCaffrey kicked the ball up in the air and we didn't win that game, everybody idea in 1 week changed to Niners is going home.
Hey, Flea. Go ahead. Flea. I got to tell you something. You are saying exactly what our boss has been saying all week about how do you go from this to this? And I think it all comes down to they didn't get the one seed and they got the lower seed. And everybody knows that's kind of a game changer, right?
Okay, Steiny. Yep. Tell me this, Steiny.
Yes, sir.
Do the 49ers lose their first play? When the last time they lost their first playoff game when they're going into the wild card? They always win their wild card.
Well, Kyle's never lost his first game in the playoffs.
Talk to me. It's like I hear people talking, and it's like they...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
They don't know the history of the Niners. They don't know what they was feeling 2 weeks ago. Everything changed because of that one loss. We ain't scored 3 points all season. That's one game out of all the games we done played. Now, one bad loss, now the 49ers are not even going to make even score anymore. Come on, man. Let's be serious, fans. And some of the national media, like, people's mindset just changes so quick. I was just like, what happened?
Mm. Well, hey, Flea, thank you so much. And the simple answer
he's
is...
He's saying they're being doubted and counted out.
The simple answer to what happened is they lost, didn't look good losing, and now play three road games instead of two or three home games. Like,
but see, that's
I think what, that has what... If there's a lack of enthusiasm, that is what's causing it, along with the attrition that this team has suffered all year and the belief that there's... How can they play better football in the playoffs?
But it's... Listen, man, I'm on the same street, but I get off on... And I'm not this guy, but just for this season, for the Niners, I am. Stani, it was special how you got to this juncture to be in that game against Seattle. But I get it. You guys are biting and taking the result, and rightfully so, of that game, and now you're taking the temperature and it's up, it's down. I'm telling you, not confetti, but I'm being wowed at how they were even in that position to get 12 wins, possibly 13, and I just can't flush that down the toilet.
Well, okay.
That's all.
Honestly, I'm putting my 49ers super fan hat on. And the one thing that I have heard over and over, you know, not only since I've been in the Bay since 1990, but especially the last 10, 15 years, is that the 49ers are different. There's a standard.
Oh, remember,
here.
They go, they win.
We only hang banners, all that kind of stuff. Whoa. And if you want to feel like your organization is better than 90% of the other organizations out there, then there is no such thing as, well, we lost in the playoffs, but that's okay.
House money, basically.
Yes, because you've maintained for the existence of your franchise that you're an elevated franchise. There may be a reason why you lose Sunday, but the reality is, if you say you are who you are, then it's a disappointing season because you were on the brink of the one seed and you lost two straight games.
Now,
you're supposed to be the Niners. So, like, that's where, if you look at the big picture, all the little stuff might not matter.
Well, what, real quick, and I know we're up against it, what about the price sport teams pay when your best players go down? There's a price. And the Niners weren't paying that price.
I feel like one of the ways the 49ers are able to say they're an elevated franchise is that they don't make excuses like that. They just go back and say, we weren't good enough. We think we know the reasons why, but we gotta get better. All right, Ross Tucker coming up at 1 o'clock, which is in 20 minutes. Looking forward to him. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment was also brought to you by Kalshi. Trade on anything.